7. Healing the sick. Matthew 4:24-25. Healing is clearly central to the kingdom of God. The gospel testimony is full of it. The type of sickness referred to is both wide and specific. Jesus went throughout the whole of Galilee, quote, healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. The Greek words translated disease and sickness hint at both physical and psychological illness. The description distinguishes a whole range of both spiritual and physical afflictions. They brought to him all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. It is important to realize that there are two different Greek words used to describe healing in the Gospels. They make a significant difference for our perception of the nature of healing in the kingdom of God. The word used in the statements just referred to is therapeuo, from which we get the word therapeutic. It has a broad meaning of serving someone who's sick by giving them treatment to alleviate their sufferings, but not necessarily all the way to curing and healing them completely. The second word, iomai, specifically means to make completely whole. I will never forget the impact that recognizing this distinction had on a group of us who were studying healing in the Gospels some years ago. It happened that there were several medical doctors, nurses, and social workers in the group. When they realized that the wonderful accounts of Jesus' healing did not always mean making everybody completely well, but included the complete therapeutic process of care, several of them burst into tears. They saw that they were doing the work of the kingdom of God, even when they were unable to cure everyone. Whereas somehow a wrong understanding of healing had made them feel failures when those they lovingly served were not always healed. The fact that healing the sick is a key focus of the kingdom of God does not mean that everybody needs healing. Openness to pain and suffering is a part of being in the image of God. Jesus said that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus wept. Jesus groaned with anguish. Jesus said, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." So some sickness is demonic, some is simply human. Some is rooted in sinful choice. Some is a necessary implication of the Trinity's decision to create the cosmos and the human race to share the life of God together in love and freedom. Jesus willingly embraced all of human suffering at the cross. Whatever we conclude, it is important to notice the fact that while Jesus embraced all of our sufferings and manifest the first fruits of the fullness of the kingdom of God by his resurrection, he still recognized the validity of his wounds.